We are in Simin Tov Kuf Tesvav. We're up to Siv Beis, and we'll be doing Beis in Gimel. So we had in the halacha that if a non-Jew brings something, brings a gift of food on Yontif, that may have actually been cut off the tree on Yontif itself. So the Mechaber sheet is that it's usher that day until the night after B'chdei She'yaseh. The Ramah sheet is that you have to wait through Yontif Sheni as well, and only then Ad B'chdei She'yaseh is it going to be mutter. Says the Mechaber now, Afilo Tosh Ne'i Yehudi Otzadon La'atzmo. Even in a case where the non-Jew did it for himself, not for one, not for Yisrael. O Nafal Melilu Na'atzman. Or it fell off the tree on its own. O Natsud Me'atzmo, an animal trapped itself. Also La'ochlo Bo Bayomo L'taltalo, Af L'mishlo Huvu B'shvilo. On the day of Yontiv itself, it's still also because it was Mukta. So long as it was Mechubar, it was Mukta. Since anything that you want to use on Yontif, you normally pull off the tree before Yontif. Any animal that you want to shecht, you will trap before Yontif. By not doing that, you're Makansit. You say that it's Mukta. Therefore, it's also on the day itself. Avol le'erev mutarin miyad b'motzoi Yontif af l'mishuva b'shvilo. Whereas after Yontif, it's Mukta right away. You don't have to wait ad b'chdei she'yaseh, even for the person that it was brought for. Now, what do you mean brought for? We said it happened on its own. There are two things here. There are two stages. There's pulling off the tree, and there's bringing it. The pulling off the tree, that was done, but for the non-Jew did it for himself, or it fell off the tree on its own. But he brought it for you. So on that, we're saying that even though he brought it for you, it's going to be mutter miyad after Shabbos. Now, the same halacha applies, obviously, if the second day is as Yontif as well. Unless it's Rosh Hashanah, where it's all one day. Now, this is all talking about where it was brought from Toch HaTchum. If it was brought from Michutz LaTchum, then you have a problem that the person that it was brought from will still have a Din B'chdei She'yaseh. As far as another person, we will learn that they didn't aser it. So here we really contrast Sif Aleph with Beis. Sif Aleph, where the Isser is that it was actually taken off the tree, which A, is an Isser Daraisa on Yontif. B, there's a Gzeira Shema Yomerlo. In that case, the halach is that it's Aser, according to the Mechaber, till Matzoi Yontif Ad Bechdei She'yaseh, according to the Matzoi Yontif Sheni Ad Bechdei She'yaseh. Whereas here we're talking about where it fell off on its own or the non-Jew did it for himself. Here it's only Aser on Yontif itself because of Mukta, but it's not Aser past that point. Siv Gimel now. Afilu hu safik in milketu onitzodu hayom, even if it's a safik of whether or not it was done today, asurim, the halach is that it is Aser. Now, why is it Aser? The reason is that Pashtus, we assume that it was taken off on that day. That's the most normal thing to do. The most normal thing to do is to go pull something off a tree and bring it. You don't pull it off a tree in order to bring it as a present a few days later. Avalin nikr bem shlo nilketu v'shlo nutsudu hayom. What happens if it's clear that it was not taken off the tree or caught today? Mutter l'mishlo huvu b'shvilo. So there it's mutter for the one that it was not brought for. It's mutter miyad, that is. You're allowed to use it right away, not only on b'chdei she'yaseh, because what's the yisr? Whereas, l'misha huva b'shvilo, the person that it was actually brought for, the halacha will be that it's going to be usur if it was brought mi'chutz l'tchum. Vim lo bo mi'chutz l'tchum mutter af l'misha huva b'shvilo. If it's brought from Michutz LaTchum, then it's also for the person that it was brought for. If it was from Toch HaTchum, so what's the problem? Now, here there's the question. Why is it that if it was brought from Michutz LaTchum, that it's only also for the person that it was brought for? Why not for anybody else? So the Pashtus is that that's because Tchumin are Midrabanan. And we have a klal, we learned this in Hilchos Shabbos, that if a non-Jew does malacha for one specific Jew, if it's a malacha d'oraisa, it's also for everybody. If it's a malacha d'rabbanan, then it's only also for the person that he did it for. So the same thing over here. The only thing is that there are shitas that tchumin of Yud Beis Mil are a d'oraisa. Nevertheless, here they were mekel because it's not an absolute iser. One person's tchum is what one person's outside the tchum is tocha tchum for somebody else. So since it's not an Isser that's really Shoveh to everybody, that's equal to everybody, Chazal were Mekel. Now, what happens if it was definitely picked on Yontif, but you're not sure if it was picked for himself or it was picked to give to the Jew? So it's a machlokas aposkim, if you have to wait till after Yontif Bechdei Sheyaseh, the Mishnah Berurah is only Mekel Litzorech Mitzvah. What happens if it's a Sfek Sfek, a Safik when it was picked, and a Safik it was picked for himself or picked for a Jew? So there the halacha is you definitely don't have to wait for Bechdei Sheyaseh, and it's going to be Mutter on Yontif Sheni. Now, what's with regard to Yontif Sheni in the case of Safik? So it's also Machlokas HaPoskim. And the Mishnah Berurah brings an interesting hachra from the Pri Chadash. He is makel with regard to tzeda, and he is machmor with regard to something pulled off a tree. Says the Rama now, Haga, any Yehudi Mesiach lifi tumo, shalom nilkat hayom o notzer hayom neman. If a non-Jew who does not realize that there are any consequences just tells you that it was picked the other day, it wasn't picked on Yontif, the halach is that he's neman. Now, generally speaking, the rule is that a Mesiach lifi tumo is neman on a Darabonon and not on a Doraisa. The Mishnah Berurah adds here that in the case of a Mesiach lifi tumo, he has absolutely no reason to tell you that it was not fresh, because if the non-Jew that brought it, it would be better for him if he'd say, I just pulled it off today. Unless he's a Talmud Chacham, unless he's somebody that knows the halacha. Now the halacha is that his nemonis is good even when you have a yontif after Shabbos, where there could be a shail of a Doraisa. Nevertheless, we say that he has nothing to gain, and we therefore believe him.